USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Several states have resumed administering the Johnson & Johnson vaccine after reviewing guidance from the CDC and FDA following an 11-day pause due to concerns about rare but serious blood clots in 15 women. Other states are refusing shipments due to low demand. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the White House's chief medical advisor, tells ABC's This Week he believes the U.S. will overcome vaccine hesitancy and skepticism.
The rest of the world was looking at the United States decision, particularly because they know that the CDC and the FDA are the gold standard for both safety and the evaluation of efficacy.
The J&J vaccine will now come with a warning label, and providers will offer information about the risks and side effects. A fire caused by an oxygen tank explosion at a COVID-19 hospital in Baghdad killed at least 82 people and injured more than 100. Some people forced to leap from the windows of the burning building. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Scores are dead after a hospital fire in Baghdad.
Officials in Baghdad say a pair of oxygen tanks exploded, causing a massive hospital fire. Many of the patients at that hospital in southeastern Baghdad were being treated for COVID-19. Reuters reports that the fire began in an intensive care unit and that Iraqi civil authorities were able to rescue 90 of the 120 patients at the hospital. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Iraq's Interior Ministry now says 82 people have died and 110 were injured. The fire broke out in an intensive care unit where staff were attending to severe coronavirus patients. Iran says it will ban travelers from India due to a COVID-19 variant spreading in the already stricken country. President Hassan Rouhani said in remarks on state TV that the Indian virus is more dangerous than the English and Brazilian variants. Iran's Civil Aviation Organization announced that all flights to and from India and Pakistan would be halted. Iran has been under a lockdown for the past 2 weeks due to a fourth wave. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
French authorities detained a fifth person Sunday in a terrorism investigation as they seek to identify potential accomplices and motives after a police official was fatally stabbed at a police station outside Paris. French police shot and killed the 37-year-old Tunisian attacker shortly after he stabbed the unarmed administrative employee at the entrance of the police station. In a news conference Sunday, police said they are questioning family of the suspect and a couple who provided him with an address for mail. The suspect was a practicing Muslim. Evidence on his mobile phone shows he staked out the police station ahead of time and listened to religious songs, including to jihad, just before the attack, and witnesses heard him say Allahu Akbar, Arabic for God is great, during the attack. An audit of votes cast in Arizona's most populous county in the 2020 election is proceeding after the state's Democratic Party on Friday refused to pay a $1 million bond. Over 2 million ballots and nearly 400 tabulators were delivered to the Coliseum earlier this week as contractors prepared to conduct the review. Republicans have said the audit will help bolster public confidence in election results. A missing Indonesian submarine has been found broken into at least 3 parts deep in the Bali Sea, Army and Navy officials said Sunday, as the president sent condolences to the relatives of the 53 crew members. Rescuers found items including a life vest that they believe belonged to those aboard the vessel, which lost contact on Wednesday as it prepared to conduct a torpedo drill. Officials say based on the evidence, the ship sunk and all of its crew members died. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.